Welcome to Straight Talk on Health. I'm your host, Dr. Chet Zelasco. Straight Talk on Health is a joint production together with WGVU in Grand Rapids, Michigan. With a PhD in exercise physiology, I've been teaching people how to improve their health through diet, exercise, and supplementation for over 30 years. I look at the science behind all those headlines in social media and let you know whether it's something to consider or not. You can check out the other things that I do on my website, drchet.com, and please sign up for my free emails. I walked down the aisle in the pharmacy section of my local supermarket and saw a woman that was standing there, looking at one product after another, trying to understand the nutrition facts label, I presume, or maybe the list of ingredients. She was definitely in the over age 60 demographic, but age really doesn't matter. I've seen people of all ages, races, and ethnicities do the same thing, be confused over supplements from vitamins and herbs to protein and the latest craze, creatine. Why? Well, I think it's because there's no single coherent recommendation coming from the purported experts. Everyone has an opinion, and they give it, whether it is an accurate representation of the research or not. I certainly think people should check a variety of sources because everyone has some biases, including me. I come from an exercise physiology background, so exercise is always at the top of my list. But exercise is really all about biochemistry and nutrition, so they are definitely related. I also have the education to support my opinion, as well as 35 years of experience. I think providing some perspective is important. Think of it as the sources of the quality and quantity of nutrition information that you get. Now, I could start anywhere, but let's start with the food products themselves. For the most part, I'm going to skip fresh vegetables, fruits, meats, dairy, and other natural sources of foods. I know that herbicides, pesticides, water sources, and whether a product is genetically modified or not is important to some, but we're going to focus on the information provided by various sources that we all experience. So let's begin with manufacturers. I just use a term you may have heard in one context or another, GMO, genetically modified organism. What you probably saw used the term non-GMO on labels. That means that the fresh produce or processed food did not contain ingredients that were genetically modified in a laboratory farm. Manufacturers have used that on foods for decades, especially fresh fruit and vegetable packaging. But here's the thing. In 2018, Congress changed the wording so that the legal term is now bioengineered foods. Well, you may be asking yourself, I thought Dr. Chet just said he wasn't going to talk about fresh foods. Well, there's a reason for it. When you purchase any processed food, not even ultra-processed food, you more than likely will not see that GMO identifier anymore. Instead, you may see the term contains bioengineered foods. That term may not have the same negative connotation that GMO had, but it means the same thing. That plant or ingredient was genetically modified in a laboratory. Welcome to the wonderful world of labeling used by food manufacturers. Now, they try to get away with saying things on their packaging that suggest they have beneficial effects, like contains protein that builds muscle, or so many grams of fiber can benefit your heart health. In this day and age of ever-changing dietary guidelines and every expert claiming a new diet, manufacturers develop products to fit that nutritional profile. Today it's protein. Protein in yogurt, protein in pasta, protein in cereals, protein in breads. The issue is simple. Protein tastes like nothing. It has no flavor. What else are they adding to make it taste that good? Remember when saturated fat was bad years ago? Every manufacturer took out the fat, which means it took out the flavor enhancer, and added more carbohydrates, especially sugar, in its place. Remember that first keto wave about 20 years ago? They took out the carbs and were left with less taste. Today, the second wave of the ketogenic diet has taken over. It seems here to stay. Manufacturers respond to trends, but do we really need protein or fiber in alcoholic beverages? Maybe consider drinking less alcohol. Let's turn to the health and wellness gurus and influencers. And there are plenty that are legit, but too many try to pass as credentialed experts in their field. They are good at using social media to gain followers. First thing I do is check on their background. What educational background do they have? Is it rooted in nutrition, exercise, or another hard science field like biochemistry? What have they done since then to stay current? What jobs have they held? What I find a lot is that they have had some condition or disease. Traditional medicine could not help them, and they found the solution to their problem in a diet, a supplement, or some other device. That made them drop everything else and commit their life to helping others. There is nothing like a compelling story that includes overwhelming odds against the person, and they find a way to overcome. Congratulations, but it doesn't mean it will help a single other person. Influencers may have the same kind of background story, but they also look for products that will sponsor them. They're in it for the money. Now, I personally don't find that problematic if it's a product someone uses. But I also think they have to be able to specifically explain the why and the how something has benefited them. If they can't, they shouldn't be able to talk about it without saying something like, "This company is paying me for promoting this product." Simple enough, but rarely happens. Physicians also get caught up in the health and nutrition information complex. There are a couple of ways that they do that. The first is to repeat the current doctrine laid out by the Food and Drug Administration and the American Medical Association to question the use of dietary supplements during every patient visit. In addition, it also suggests that they report any negative symptom a person has to the Dietary Supplement Adverse Effects Report. Now, I'm not suggesting that people don't overdo it on supplements and exceed reasonable intake limits, but most take a reasonable number to complement their diet. To suggest that every symptom a person may have is related to a supplement is simply unreasonable. But the videos that they made are still posted online, guiding what physicians should say and do related to dietary supplements. Now, the other part are the physicians who use their credentials to become experts in nutrition. The American Medical Association just passed guidelines to have medical students take solid nutrition courses before or during medical school because they don't get much, if any, training in nutrition in medical school itself. Now, they may also have that road to Damascus moment and find an answer to a problem that medicine hasn't discovered yet. The medical degree gives them an aura of authority, but let's be realistic. What does a world-renowned cardiothoracic surgeon know about digestive health replete with supplements they sell to solve it? My point is that a person should stay in their lane, unless there's a complete re-education and training involved. Look, I know a lot about the anatomy and physiology of the heart, but I'm not ever doing open-heart surgery. It's not my area. I'll leave the rest to you to figure out. Finally, be selective where you get your health news. Often, my first inkling of a potential health or nutrition story is from an online news source. That can range from a press release reposted from the university or laboratory where the scientists did the research behind the headline to a video story from your local television station. It may be from a website in another country, or it may be from one of the experts, gurus, or influencers I talked about. Most of you probably don't remember Dragnet, a TV show from the 1960s and 70s. The lead detective had a line worth remembering. "Just the facts, ma'am." The original research paper on health or nutrition is promoted by the public relation people of the university or journal, oftentimes together with commentary from one of the researchers. That's fine for the most part. It's when reporters or health experts add their comments where things can go sideways depending on their expertise. What you get may bear little resemblance to what the research actually showed. Stick to the largest sources for news and basic information on health and nutrition stories. The influencer or local media outlet can be less attentive to the facts and go heavy on the commentary, which can distort the actual message. I hope that this helps you discern all the nutrition and health information you may see or hear. And that's all the time I have for this episode. So if you like the podcast, hit the share button, tell your friends and colleagues about it. Until next time, this is Dr. Chet Zelasco saying, health is a choice. Choose wisely today and every day.